Hi, it's Tim Hagen from Progress Coaching, and welcome to another episode for the Coaching Conversations podcast. Now, we are on Stitcher, we are on iTunes, and multiple different channels. Please check us out. Now, one of the things that you'll get out of our podcast episodes is a lot of content, a lot of strategy. It's not fluff, it's not concept, yet we really want you to engage with the content and let us know your feedback. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. If there's topics you'd love to have us address, we would love to share them with you. Let us know your impact and let us know your feedback. One of the greatest exercises in knowing your strengths, and this is going to sound really, really weird to do, is to do something called a SOAR analysis, S-O-A-R. And you do it in four quadrants. The upper left is S, across to the right is O, and the lower left is A, and then R. S is strengths, O is opportunities, A is actions, R is responsibility. It's something that is, I would say, a derivative of the SWOT analysis, which is strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And so I look at it a little bit differently. I don't like the word weaknesses because that instills something emotionally in people. When you think about a weakness as an opportunity, you reframe your relationship with it. Make a list of your top five strengths that you've exhibited this year. Then make a list of two or three opportunities where if you improved, you would protect your strengths. Isn't that interesting? Then the A is, what actions do you need to take to facilitate the improvement in the opportunity section? And then here's the cool one. The R, what's your responsibility, or what will be your responsibility, or how will you demonstrate responsibility, executing and sharing and communicating the progress of protecting your strengths and improving in your opportunity area? You can do this for yourself. You can also have your people do this for themselves. Here's the cool thing. You know, one of the things I love that we do at our company is we teach people how to coach to assessment results. Now, the SOAR analysis, it's an assessment, but it's really an analysis. And what you do when you get those results, they've opened the door to be coached. Now, if you do this for yourself and you want to hand it to your boss, you've opened yourself to be coached. You've made it easier. You know, all too often, and I just heard this at a company the other day, where the whole company, not part of the company, the whole company, 1,000 employees, had this general consensus that coaching was a bad thing. I have to be coached. It's punitive. It's wrong. I must be doing something wrong. I'm like, wait a minute. How did you get there? And they were telling me of a leadership book that they were reading. And I said, well, I've read the same book. That's not what it says in that book. And somehow it got misconstrued or misunderstood. So coaching is about leveraging your strengths and about using those strengths to create more opportunities and addressing those opportunities to do what? Build more strengths. Thank you for listening to another episode of Coaching Conversations by Tim Hagen and Progress Coaching. Now, our company is always coming out with new and innovative solutions to help leaders coach their employees. And recently, we just created a new service called Coach to You, where leaders can pick and choose topics and assign 7 to 21-day programs for employees to learn and, more importantly, apply actions and then reflect and share what they're going to do going forward as a result of the learning. It's called Coach to You. We're literally bringing coaching to your employees. If you're intrigued, we'll have a link in each one of our episodes where you can get more information. And again, thank you so much for listening to another episode.